The City of Seattle and King County have a new plan to tackle homelessness. It's based on the most comprehensive analysis of local programs that's ever been conducted. Two national experts told the region, "You're already spending enough money. You could solve most of this problem in 3 years." The city plans to start reforming the system immediately. "We tried to end homelessness before, but this time we have a secret weapon, data."
The sophistication of the data available has continued to grow and evolve, and you are now at a point where you really can use this information strategically to really understand your whole homeless population and how to house everybody.
That's Megan Curtiff-Schatz, one of the study's authors. She says the data tells us what works and what doesn't, and we need to stop funding inefficient programs so we can spread our money further. It's going to be hard, she says, because the people running those programs have hearts of gold and deserving clients who will beg for their funding to be restored.
Which hamstrings the process of moving forward to actually working together as a system, and it maintains that status quo of having just an array of programs operating independently.
That kind of talk makes Sharon Lee's ears burn. She runs the Low Income Housing Institute.
We think we're high performing, right? And of course, they're categorizing us as low performing.
One of her projects, a housing project in the Central District, will lose its $36,000 in public funds. It reflects the kind of shift in funding the consultants say we need.
I think they're trying to defund very worthwhile programs for families with children.
The city and the county say the funds will be redirected to programs that rapidly move people into market-rate apartments and help them with a few months' rent. Conflicts like these will be on public display in coming weeks as people on both sides get a chance to dive deeper into the data and its implications. In Seattle, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.